You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Henat Baba. You might not be familiar with the name Mel Waters, but you may recognize his artwork. He's frequently sponsored by the San Francisco Arts Commission and painted some of the city's most iconic murals, from the Carlos Santana tribute wall in the Mission District to his Jerry Garcia piece in The Hate. Mel recently opened his own tattoo parlor and art gallery, Moonrise Tattoos, in the Sunset District. He stopped by KELW to talk about being a new business owner and leaving his mark on the San Francisco street art scene.
I was a kid that doodled on my classmates' notebooks, my notebook, binder paper, you know. It was popular to draw your friend's name on the back of their, or on the bottom of their JanSport backpack. That was, like, really cool. I think it started with graffiti first. I had to find my way through letters. You know, I had to find an identity as a graffiti artist first. But as that time went on, it became more than letters. It became also characters, you know, and the characters from the B-boy character to more so portraits, faces. And I was really attracted to that and trying to achieve finer art with the spray can. I love what I was doing. I was making money, working, you know, a young man working. But man, that passion was kicking in. You know, I was still young. I was only 20. So the juices were flowing with art because it was always around. I indulged in, you know, painting a lot at home while I was working my 9-to-5. So it was like my hobby to paint on the weekends and during the week after work. But as the years went by, it just, like, I kept feeding and feeding this dream job of being a full-time artist. And it just, 6.5 years later, I put in my 2 weeks notice because I had got this opportunity in Southern California to paint this guy's motorcycle shop on reality television at that time on the Speed Network, which was pretty, like, amazing. So I felt like I can leave it behind and make a living off of art, which was, like, super scary. Some artists might be uncomfortable with crowds, but I think when you're an artist, you're trying to do your best out there and give the people something beautiful. You know, you are putting on a performance as an artist. You know, you're on a stage. You know, they're watching you create. You're putting art in their face. So it's kind of hard to avoid that. But, I feel like I want to pour my heart into it every time I'm out there. So, you know, I'm not just out there putting on a show. I'm out there trying to create this picture that can hopefully positively influence the community in a bright way. I'm all about paying respect to culture and history through my art, especially the local heroes and beyond. I mean, San Francisco's home to Carlos and Jerry and some others because it's like the soundtrack to the history and the culture. So that, you know, they were my subject matter. I grew up around tattoos. You know, my uncles had them. My grandfather's brothers had them. So it was just more so, it was a culture. So I saw, like, gang tattoos, house, you know, prison style tattoos, homemade tattoos. I saw pictures of my uncles in the Philippines, in a prison in the Philippines, you know, showing off their tattoos. So it's like, I grew up around it early, and I got my first tattoo when I was 16 years old. My uncle was saying, hey, you know, when you turn 16, you're gonna have to get your first tattoo. But I was scared, but I did it. And you know, from there on, I was never really worried or scared or shy about tattoos or people with tattoos. It didn't scare me, you know, it wasn't intimidating. It was just more so, okay, yeah, I know what that's about. It definitely was the seed. I mean, it didn't sprout until maybe, wow, like a long time after, but it eventually did grow once it got some sunlight, you know? The first tattoo I put on was on myself. It was shop protocol that an apprentice tattoos themselves. So I think all the friends lined up and they were all circled up around me. You know, at that point I had learned how to set up and, you know, get everything together. But actually tattooing, I had never put ink in nobody. So it was scary and it was terrible. Like, I mean, I actually did all right, but got some help every now and again, but it was just, it's hard. It was hard. It was really, really hard. My tattoo shop, Moonrise Tattoo, is coming up on its 1 year anniversary. I opened in December of 2017. And, you know, we're closing in on December of 2018. So yes, it will be almost 1 year for Moonrise Tattoo. Through my career, I've tried to just now find those people who are like, who have established themselves in music or history and culture, but bring them back and bring them new light.
You can check out Mel Waters' new mural with Precita Eyes at 350 Ellis Street Apartments in San Francisco. Find out more by going to KALW or, better yet, subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Get the latest from Cross Currents right in your inbox.